at long, long last, this is something we've been pushing for years. The OPW, who are the custodians of the Greadon Avalia site, are going to meet with Donegal County Council to discuss it reaching its full potential, how we can promote it more and how we can help achieve Greadon Avalia to be the premier tourist destination in Donegal that I know it has the potential to do. Back in 2017, we met with the OPW and all stakeholders, everybody with an interest in Greadon Avalia. At that point, the OPW said they would develop a conservation management plan and they would meet back with us. The conservation management plan was completed in 2019, and it was quite frustrating that since then, the OPW just have been unavailable to meet Donegal County Council for those 4 years. There's been different excuses and different reasoning, but thankfully my colleague, Deputy Potter McLaughlin, wrote to the Minister responsible for the OPW, and he confirmed that they will meet. So although it's taken far, far, far too long, I look forward to this opportunity, and hopefully now we can progress Greadon Avalia and help it reach its full potential.
A lot of the hard work has been left to local businesses surrounding.
Of course, the likes of the Greadon Hotel, the visitor centre there, local community groups, historic groups that have organised festivals and have done everything that they can to show off Greadon for the world to see just how spectacular a place, how historic a place it is, and how special it is. But they've got very little support, next to no support from the statutory agencies, and particularly the OPW, who are custodians of the site. So I think now it's time that the statutory agencies step up and help deliver for Greadon Avalia. I think at the very least we should be installing decent tourist information signage. I think we need toilet there, and I do think we need a tour guide there. I think the tour guide would serve not only to enhance the visitor experience for those who arrive and tell the story of Greadon, but it would also be somebody who's there on a full-time basis to watch over the site and protect it, because we don't want anything that can happen at that ancient site.
And it can be expected that if these things were put into place, it would only mean benefits for the surrounding vicinity.
Yeah, at the minute, Greadon Avalia has already taken in about 100,000 visitors a year with next to no promotion at all. Like that's just the tip of the iceberg of what it can achieve. If we can bring people into Greadon Avalia, we've further signage in that area, then directing them on to the other parts of Donegal, to other parts of Inishowen or the northwest. Like we could drag in hundreds of thousands of visitors, create revenue, create jobs for people in this area, and ultimately that's what we really want.